Good morning. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is the show 88 miles an hour, and we do not have strobe lights, but it'll still be hype, I promise.
I'm hyped.
Spencer's hyped. Spencer's here with me today.
Hey, guys.
So it's Veterans Day today. Shout out to everyone who has served and is serving right now. My great-grandfather served. Pop-pop. Go Pop-pop.
Go Pop-pop.
He was in the Army Corps, which was before the Air Force.
Mm.
And he was in the most traveled unit during World War II.
Whoa.
So shout out to Pop-pop. I miss him. Lucky to have known my great-grandpa. So.
That's sick.
Yeah. Anything to say, Spencer?
About Veterans Day?
Sure,
I know there will be.
I
think there's a ceremony with the current ROTC members of Tufts today in blue. I'm not sure exactly of the time, but I heard that there's going to be a nice ceremony and some refreshments. So if you're in the area and you have nothing to do, or you just kind of want to think about the day, I would totally recommend going to that.
Cool. Thank you for sharing. In other news, we got some tunes.
What are those?
I don't know. So stay tuned for the tunes.
Wow, that was horrible.
I loved it,
but it was horrible, and I don't know how to feel anymore, and we're going to play some songs.
Yeah. I'll have to thank Spence. We do
yeah.
our over-under segment.
Oh,
you know, like how Pitchfork does his little videos.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll have to think of something.
Oh, boy.
We've had some good ones recently.
Yeah.
Yep, we've talked about a lot of random things. Sometimes I don't know where I pull them from, but...
they happen.
But they happen. So, we'll leave it at that. Here's some music, because you probably don't want to listen to us talk.
Said we should look out further. I guess it wouldn't hurt us. We don't have to be around all these coffee shops. Now we got that percolator. Never made a latte greater. I'm saving $23 a week. Drive to a house in Preston. We see police arresting a man with his hand in a bag. How's that for first impressions? This place seems depressing. It's a Californian bungalow in a cul-de-sac. To park in, or a lot of room for storage if you've just got one. And it's going pretty cheap, you say. Well, it's a deceased estate. Aren't the pressed metal ceilings great? Then I see the handrail in the shower, a collection of those canisters. Coffee, tea, and flour, and a photo of a young man in a van in Vietnam. And I can't think of floorboards anymore, whether the front room faces south or north. And I wonder what she bought it for. Thank you. start rebuilding if you've got a spare half a million. You could knock it down and start rebuilding if you've got a spare half a million. You could knock it down and start rebuilding if you've got a spare half a million. You could knock it down and start rebuilding. Thank you.
We're back after a short dance break.
Yeah, just a minor dance party in studio. Yeah. Feel free to come through and join.
It's a fun time.
It's a good
time. I hope all of you are dancing too. Even if you're driving.
Yeah.
I dance when I drive.
Oh yeah.
In a safe, controlled manner. Most of the time.
Yeah.
Anyways. Okay, I have my over-under for you. I don't know if it's really that good, so I might have to think of another one.
Okay.
But writing with those fancy calligraphy pens, overrated or underrated?
Okay, so I don't know. I feel like I need to write more with those fancy pens to get a true opinion on the subject.
Okay, that's fair. Have an educated opinion.
I will say, okay, I'll put it like this. The fancy calligraphy pens... Pretty hard to write with. Dan Meyer, I'm looking at your pen. I'm not currently.
I have to pull my inspiration from somewhere. In your mind, he's seeing it in his mind.
I'm seeing the pen in my mind, and I'm seeing how poorly it writes. But feathered pens, I think, underrated. I think we could.
You want a good feathered
pen? I think we could all use more feathered.
Question though.
Feathered pens in our lives.
Like
quills.
Quills. Okay, but like a
quill pen.
But like a fake,
underrated.
Like a fake one.
Final answer.
Or like
what's up?
Like a fake one. As in like they have like a real pen and they like shove a feather on the back of it to make it look cool? Or like are we talking like you literally want to write with the tip of a feather?
I'm talking some 18th century fucking feather pens. Sorry. Normally Spencer's on at a different hour.
Anyways, okay,
what do you got over there?
I can respect that. We have some Fleetwood Mac over here.
What would Nardwuar say about this album?
Well, Nardwuar would say that the Fleetwood Mac is I gotta work on it.
Yeah, it's a work in progress.
I gotta work on it. Or Stevie Nicks. I like his page on Facebook, and an absurd amount of people went for him as Halloween.
Oh, whoa.
There were some good
costume
costumes.
Ideas
yeah.
for the next Halloween.
Mr. and Mrs. Nardwuar. Anyways. Okay, we got to pick a song.
Yeah.
Do you have a...
Hey, I was brought up on the idea that any Fleetwood is a good
this
Fleetwood.
This is true, okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah. Let's just get creative with it, you know? I'd just like to take this time to wish everyone a happy, 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 happy weekend, a happy Veterans Day. You know, I would say for a large majority of people, the weekend is what we look forward to. I hope that you get everything out of this weekend that you're looking forward to.
I agree. Thanks for that, Spence.
Yeah, you know, I think sometimes.
You're doing great. Okay, I'm going to attempt to... put this on. Spence, you just keep entertaining the listeners.
These ideas, they come to me. I don't know how to express myself, but I'm taking it to the microphone. I'm saying what I'm saying, and yeah. Hey, if anyone is listening and would love to call in after this classic track, please do.
Please call us. We'll talk to you. We'll chat. We can discuss whatever.
All the issues, all the happy things. We can discuss you.
Yes.
Ponder that.
Dark.
sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean? Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. When you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. The freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
Thanks for that one, Neil Young. I really like that song.
Neil, you sounded great on that. That was a beautiful, beautiful live performance.
Here in the WMFO studio.
Here in WMFO, Neil Young. Feel free to stop by. Neil will be signing autographs for the next 15 minutes or so.
Give or take.
Give or take.
Give or take. Yeah, so let's tell the listeners what they've been listening to. You've been listening to, well, the first song we had... Wow, we haven't told them. It's been a secret. It's been a secret show.
That's right. Get your pen and your paper, your quill pen and your paper out, and you're going to want to write down these tracks because it's been nothing but good.
Okay, everyone ready, set. We listen to Take Off Your Sunglasses by Ezra Furman and the Harpoons. Then while we were chit-chatting, we listened to Unearth by Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin. Then we listened to Depressed In by Courtney Barnett. She rocks.
She's awesome.
As per request by Spencer, we listened to Congratulations by MGMT. That's when we had our dance break.
Yeah.
Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood. Sweet,
sweet Fleetwood. That was a classic. We spun some vinyl for that one. Hope y'all enjoyed it. I've really been on a vinyl kick.
Physical media. What's that?
There's
it's
something,
so cool.
I don't know. There's something about it. I could just play it off of an electronic device, but it's not quite the same.
Yeah. The music is literally etched into the vinyl. That's
really cool. Fun fact. I hope I'm getting this right.
Mm.
I could be getting it wrong, but I think I'm getting it right.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say during World War II, the Germans weren't allowed to have vinyl records and stuff.
Wow.
So I'm pretty sure they took x-rays and on the x-ray film would etch in what they would for a record. And so they would play music off of x-rays film because they could smuggle those in and out and no one would know.
Just some x-rays.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool. That's a fun historical fact.
That's a fun historic that I hope I'm getting right.
Yeah. Well, someone please fact check us and call in.
Let us know. Call in. Are these the right numbers? Because
I don't think
most of the time that phone rings. That doesn't even, it just says phone. Call phone one or phone two.
Sometimes there's a number there that is the correct one.
Right. This is a mystery. I don't think anyone quite knows.
Call in about our phones.
Yeah. Call, I don't know. Just type in some, just open your phone and go, okay, what do I think the WMFO phone number is? And just press some buttons and maybe it'll come to you.
Yeah, I give it 85% chance.
I think so too. That's how math works, right? Yeah.
70% of the time.
Perfect. Anyway, maybe try 855-915-9636. Maybe. Back to our song list.
Yeah.
We digress. Spencer also requested Feeling Good by Nina Simone. That's a classic.
It's a classic. I would also strong, if you're into really niche documentaries, I'm not sure if it's on Netflix anymore, but there was a great documentary called What Happened, Miss Simone, all about the life, the trials and tribulations of Nina Simone. And I thoroughly recommend it. Also, if you guys have any other niche documentaries that you have enjoyed over the years, send them my way. I haven't seen one in a good while.
And on that note, I have another song. Spencer's laughing at me. I don't know why. No comment. It's a cover by War Paint of Ashes to Ashes, the David Bowie song. I think it's a neat little cover.
Cool. I can't wait to hear it.
Thank you.
Wasn't that a fun song? I thought it was a very good cover. What'd you think, Spence? You got a thumbs up.
I liked it.
Yeah, we are spinning another vinyl for it. I say we, I mean Spencer, is currently spinning another vinyl. It is quite the precision technique as I'm watching him try and get the needle in the right place. Oh, good enough.
Inside the side.
Okay, Spencer is returning some vinyl, and we have some fun songs we want to play next. So in the interim, I will do my DJ duties. Oh my God, it's Hunter! To what do we owe this pleasure? Oh, it is my dear, dear friend. Desk. Oh, today is Tinier
yeah,
Desk.
I mean, allegedly, I haven't heard from Lewis or the band.
So. Oh. Oh.
You know, as it goes.
All right, we have all the people here right now.
All of the people.
Hello, Hunter, how
this
are you?
This is the place to be.
Yes.
Period.
Semicolon.
Is that mic working?
Yeah, no, it's working. I can hear myself.
Okay, and, beautiful.
Yeah. Cool. Hi, everybody. I am Hunter, a.k.a. DJ G Marquee.
How are you on this lovely Friday morning?
Oh, man, well, I've had a week. I think we all have.
I think everyone has.
So, I'm glad it's the weekend.
I don't really play some background music. Keep doing your thing. Keep just chatting.
But, yeah, getting ready to bring in the band June Divided. They will be recording with us today. And, yeah, we're working with TUTV. We're doing this cool project called Tinier Desk. Just some shameless promotion.
I love it.
Sell yourself.
But, yeah, the idea is we bring in a local Boston band every month to do a kind of a clone of NPR's Little Desk. Kind of.
But tinier.
Yeah. But tinier. Even tinier. So yeah, and it's we work with TUTV, television and visual media kind of hub, and we're gonna be posting about it. This will be our first recording session after the dry run. So check out the website and look at the blog. We'll be posting all updates on there.
Super cool. I hope it goes well.
Cool. Well, I'm going to go head off and do that.
Okay. Well, thank you for stopping by.
Oh, of course. Best of luck with the show. Not like you need it.
Well, that was... That.
What a treat. What a treat. Hunter Howard, everyone. Yeah. We had Neil Young in studio.
And now Hunter. We're going up, Spence. Who's going to show up next? I don't know.
Albert Einstein.
Wow.
I heard he's coming in.
That would be amazing.
I called a guy. Yeah.
You called it. You got your guy on it?
I got my... I mean, you know, everyone's got a guy. I got an Albert Einstein kind of guy.
Awesome. That's great. I can't wait.
Yeah,
we'll
just pick his brain. I think he'll have some interesting points about the feather pen.
I'm sure. Do you think he did all of his work with a quill?
Maybe that's why he was so smart. My question with the quill pen... All right, I'm coming back to the quill pen
I'm listening.
Is, I feel like... the ink well would just be a lot.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know. I feel like you gotta dip your feather pen in the ink well.
You're not wrong.
And I feel like, I don't know, I just don't trust myself to not spill it.
Although,
and that stuff would stain.
That is true. It does have the potential to be increasingly messy.
But I think that almost adds to the
experience.
Doesn't
it make it a little more authentic? I don't know. If you accidentally get a big blob of ink on your thing.
Mm-hmm. You're just writing your constitution and you just get ink everywhere.
Yo.
Hate when that happens.
That is a problem. Character, though. Character. We gotta...
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Anyways.
Not enough about constitutions.
Enough about constitutions and pens.
Let's talk about what's important.
Which is the PSA that I read every week. Because it's important to me.
Okay,
Spencer.
Yeah, no,
okay?
I...
Autumn outdoor activities, PSA. I should change it up. I should try and do it in a different light. I should translate into a different language every week.
For all of our international listeners out there, call in.
Translate for us.
Or ask, what language you want this translated in.
I'm going to do English for now, though.
Fair enough. Fair point.
Italian and Spanish and all the other I don't got it. Anyways, autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. Did you know that, Spencer?
I do now.
I'm glad. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Did you know that?
Yeah, you want to ride a bike good at it?
Okay. I'm down. Cool. It's very nice out. It's 60 degrees and sunny. You can't ask for anything more in November.
Mm. Oh, continue. Sorry.
Spencer, I'm reading a PSA, okay?
Okay.
You need to calm down.
Can you please stop it with me right now? Don't come at me like that.
I'ma fight you.
Fisticuffs.
Fisticuffs.
It's a massive brawl in the studio right now. Come through.
Take one. Take two.
Not in the face.
Anyways, use your feet to go places instead of your car. That's a good message. Enjoy the fall colors. They're not going to last too much longer, so get out there and enjoy them while they last.
You know it's a fall color?
Orange.
Yeah, it is.
That's Spencer's favorite color. I wore my orange jacket for you today, wherever it is.
Thanks.
It's a little thing. Anyways, enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford. Tufts. Community radio.
91.5. On my show, we like to call it best freeform station this side of the Mississippi and the other side of the
Just all around best radio. What? Do people listen to other radio stations?
Traitors. Quick shout out, Robbie Handa. Happy to see you today and tomorrow. Robbie Handa, great human being coming in from Michigan. Fellow Baltimorean. Just really quality guy. If anyone sees Robbie out and about on Tufts campus today, just give him a quick hey, see what he's up to. I'm sure he'd love to talk and meet you.
Thank you for that, Spencer. Can't wait for Robbie to be here. It's gonna be a good time.
And Dan Kraft. Can't forget Dan Kraft.
Shout out to Dan Kraft for making some random last minute plans to drive 5 hours to see me.
I love it.
I don't know why I deserve that, but...
Nothing like a little adventure. Five hours, where do we go?
Where do we go? To Boston, apparently. All right.
Oh, I meant for us.
Oh.
But, whatever.
Regardless. Okay, well,
also,
we can
I need
go...
I need a Band-Aid.
It's
kind of gross. My hand is very scratched up.
When that thing happens where you say, hey... I'm here to help you. Would you like my help? And someone goes, no, I don't want your help. And then they realize that they want your help, such as a Band-Aid.
All right. Enough of us. We're going to play some tunes.
This song is a good song. They played at Tufts. Last year.
So good.
And it was probably one of my favorite nights here, for being honest.
Shout out Apple Jam for Spring Thing 2016.
Putting on a dope show. It was a good time. We're going to relive it right now.
Cries till his eyes are red like two ugly children.
True, Spencer. Very, very true. You get there?
I'm a monkey.
You kind of are a monkey. Oh, we can listen to that song.
Ooh. By a song by the Monkees?
Yeah, don't
Grew
they have...
up on the Monkees.
The Monkees. Don't they have a song?
Shout out Mama Perry. Monkees and Billy Joel.
Like, hey, hey, we're the Monkees. What's that
hey,
song?
Hey, hey, we're the Monkees. And we're just monkeying around.
Yeah, that one.
That's one?
Yeah.
That's one.
Oh, it's literally called Hey, 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 we're the Monkees. Where is it?
Why don't I love monkeys.
Do you have a favorite monkey?
Favorite type of monkey?
Yeah, one specific
like
favorite monkey,
like a singular monkey.
Yeah, no, I mean,
because I maybe have an answer.
Like
for that.
Like a genre of monkey.
Genres of monkey. I don't know. Like you gotta love chimps. Orangutans though are pretty dope.
Orangutans. Did you just like them because they're orange?
You know, I would be lying if I said that wasn't a factor.
Okay.
But no, I would say chimps are orangutans. They just like, look, I know it's an idealized version of how they are. I know that they're strong and that when they're angry, they get very, very aggressive. But they're monkeys and they're awesome.
I'm happy to hear.
If anyone has a monkey or has experience having a pet monkey, please call in and give me some advice.
Hey, I'm kind of sad no one called in. It's hit or miss, Spence. Like,
yeah.
Some mornings I get up and the phone is ringing off the hook. And there's like 8 people that want to talk to
mm-hmm.
me. And I just, you
it's
know.
A it's a lot. That's a lot for you to deal with.
It is. But, you know, I do it for the people.
It's what they want.
But today, silence.
Silence on the wire.
Silence on the phones. It's okay.
It's okay. Feel free to call in anytime this week with any DJ and request
us. request, yeah, specifically Spencer and I. Spencer.
Mm-hmm. What's up, Emma?
We don't have, oh, wow. Ask and you shall receive,
wow.
Right? It's probably like Hunter. Well, I'm going to answer the phone. I'll play a song in the meantime.
Cool. Hey, hey.
Update on our mystery caller. It was just our good friend Hunter, pranking us. He requested Hooked on a Feeling.
Great song.
By Blue Suede.
Great song. Really a song of a generation.
See, we make fun of it, but it came on the other day during our meeting, and everyone bursted out singing it. So, you know, you might make fun of it, but you can't deny the fact that it, you know, brought a group of people some happiness for at least a short, fleeting moment in which we got to make fun of it. Anyways, Spencer, do you have a last-minute song request?
What? My question is, what are we in the mood for?
I don't know. We gotta end it on a good note, I think.
Like just a jam?
Sure.
How much time do I have to think about this?
Well, it's 10:56, so not that much time. This song has plenty of time left. We could just listen to this, but I don't know. It feels a little... I feel like I just kind of threw it on because
you just
our dear friend Hunter was calling to harass us.
Sweet, sweet Hunter.
Sweet, sweet Hunter.
Sweet, sweet Hunter.
Sweet, sweet Hunter.
Has anyone seen my Hunter?
Where's my Hunter?
Where's my Hunter? Hunter.
He's here. I know he's here. Maybe he'll come back to it. You know, Spencer,
mm-hmm.
you know they say if you love something, you gotta let it go. If it comes back to you.
Tears gushing right now.
Maybe Hunter will come back one day. Anyways. suspense. We don't have much time. We don't have much time. And you better pick a short song if you pick one. Because we got The Boys Making Noise coming on next.
I don't know. This is a lot of pressure. Part of me wants some Kishi.
Oh, okay. We can roll with that. But like what Kishi Bashi song are you feeling?
Would it be bad if I did a cover? This Must Be the Place.
The cover? Talking Heads cover? Yeah. No, because I tried desperately to find Talking Heads record last week. And I couldn't find one. So maybe this is appropriate. From all of our lovely people here at WMFO, Hunter included, wherever he might be. Have a happy Friday. Thank you to all the veterans out there. And yeah, anything else, Spence?
Enjoy the weekend.
You've been listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, 88 miles an hour. Have a good one.
Someone asked, this is where I'll be, where I'll be.